I say it. Can you guess? Hello.
I'm here. I don't know what's there here.
That shit, alright. We can just get into it, baby. True Colors, we back in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Once again, me, D-U-B, your boy Dub and his bitch. Well, my homie Cobb. What up, Cobb?
What's up with it, man?
Man, chilling on it, chilling on it. Shit. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all the women. R.I.P. Prince. Shout out to City J, Dub Spot Radio, putting us on. We just go dive right into it, man. Shit, been a long, well, we missed a week. You know, took Mother's Day off. Shit, we back for a week. Shit, took second week in a row. Got a lot to talk about. Shit, we finna dive right into it. George Zimmerman is back, making headlines again. Of course, for nothing positive.
He crazy, man. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, he was attempting to auction off the actual pistol that he murdered Trayvon Martin with online. Now, the auction was blocked by the people that own the company. Thank goodness, you know, somebody got some sense. But I'm pretty sure he's still going to try to find a way around it and do it himself on eBay or something. I don't know. But
why come ain't nobody ran up on this nigga yet?
Man, I don't know, man. All these niggas out here trying to be tough, but for some reason, they ain't trying to track this nigga down.
You know what I'm saying, goddamn, I ain't saying, you know, I wouldn't be mad if he got dealt with, but at least whoop his ass.
Yeah, and then it's the last, I mean, you don't want to say that because it's wrong, technically. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it's like he keep asking for it. I can see if he was remorseful and apologetic. You know what I'm saying? But he's thanking Trayvon. He's told Trayvon mama on Twitter, Happy Mother's Day. Like, why are you even bothering this woman? Like, why?
Yeah, if I was her husband, Trayvon Pops, I'm telling you, I would have quit my job and everything. I wouldn't went rogue. I'm finna find this nigga. I already know what's finna happen.
Yeah, and he know too, because just like he got your son, he probably do you with the same gun, and he'll get off. Because obviously we see what this justice system is all about, but that's another topic. This fool here he just don't know when to quit. It's like he keeps finding ways to make headlines. Like, they kicked him off Twitter. He got back on Twitter, quiet for a while, now he back starting up shit. It's like you don't need
I'm
the money that
you,
bad.
Man, I'll be in every restaurant, this nigga, I'll fight this. My mission will be to fight this nigga every day of the week.
He not going to fight you. You see what happened with Trayvon? If he needs a gun for a 17-year-old kid, what you think he going to do with you?
Look, man, sometimes you got to run up on him, man. Whatever happened, happened. You ain't finna just kill my son. Talk shit. You know, if it's an accident, of course, still going to have some emotion towards it. But when you bragging about the shit, all respect gone.
Yeah, man, he the white OJ.
I don't care about nothing that's going on.
Yeah, Zimmerman, man, he like the white OJ. And like white people rubbing that shit in our face because they got OJ. It's like it's some crazy shit like that. It's like, damn, y'all got OJ. He probably go die in jail. Shit, take this nigga.
Yeah, y'all can have that motherfucker. Somebody need to do something with this motherfucker. This crazy.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. It's like there's no black people where you live, man. None. There's no black people.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't got the same. He looked the same. So I was like, what the fuck? Y'all that scared?
Talk all that shit and do all this other dumb shit, you know, to each other. But we band together for one thing. It at least needs to be to whip this dude ass, man. You can't let no tragedy like this just keep going on, man. He talking too much shit. He bragging about killing the kid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. And if he took a young life, that didn't get a chance to do nothing. If you go to jail for whooping George Zimmerman ass, you gonna get all the free noodles and oatmeal in the world, man. You gonna get all that shit. You gonna be a motherfucking hero. You gonna get treated like a kingpin. So I'm just throwing that out there, in case people wondering, you know. But I'm just saying, though, it's like that shit ain't tolerated. Really, with no race. If that was on, if the shoe was on any other foot,
Let a Muslim come out and start saying something about 9/11, bragging or some shit like that. They'll get that motherfucker out of this country. But this motherfucker right here go around because, you know, he killed somebody black. Don't nobody give a shit.
Exactly. Shit, if a nigga got away with killing somebody white, oh, boy, he shit, that's the goddamn shit, second nine lives or some shit. He going to be as quiet as he can, because he don't want to piss nobody off. This motherfucker here on the internet, in front of the world, showing his ass. Man, fuck that.
Yeah, man, that's some wild shit, man. Shit ain't getting no better.
Yeah, shit, so ain't. It's like, damn, though, we don't get no respect, huh? We get no respect on that motherfucking name. Fuck with this nigga.
Because we got this all respect on ourselves, man.
Yeah, that's true. How many years has it been since Trayvon died? Two years?
I don't know. It might have been a little longer than that.
It's a little over 2. I know it ain't 3 years, but I'm going to say 2 years. It's been over 2 years. Well, now, because yeah, it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since he died, but the trial was like 2 years ago. So it's been 3 years since he died. Talking on Facebook, everybody had them hoodies on and shit. That was 3 years ago. So. Yeah, it's been 3 years.
LeBron James go out there still playing and shit, putting on a hoodie, but you know what I'm saying? That ain't shit. Fuck that hoodie shit. Ask that nigga after the game or before the game or some shit, like, why you wearing a hoodie? And he want to be all, you know, sidestepping and shit. Yeah, fuck all that. Nigga, come heads up with them niggas.
Because I'm cold.
Y'all know why I'm wearing this shit. I'm wearing this shit because that motherfucker killed that black kid and y'all ain't doing nothing about the shit.
They don't care nothing about it. They just care about getting entertained, watching me dunk a basketball. So that's what I'm going to do, and shut up.
Yeah, man. I mean, he done did some stuff to help the community, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's just certain times, man. That's what I don't like about these athletes and these movie stars and just people in our community, man. And certain times, it's like you got a time to send a message. You know what I'm saying? They don't ever miss their chance to send a message with us. But every time it's the other way around, man, we ain't got strong enough people to step up and get that shit going.
It's like, damn, do you ever get fed up? It's like, damn, I know you're rich and all, but shit, what if that was one of your kids? Like, your kid, they don't know your kids. They don't know who their daddy is. They ain't on TV like that. So what if it happened to one of your kids? Then what? All the money in the world don't protect you from being a nigga. So,
yeah,
let's see what else
we got going on, yo.
That Safari nigga, man, that dumbass fool. I don't know what's going on with that nigga. I heard he's suing somebody.
Suing that Nikki bitch, man. Talking about for pain and suffering.
Cool.
I think it's either pain or suffering or emotional distress or something like that, man. She laughing at that nigga going in on that fool online, talking about what have men become, suing women. And, you know, you need to stand on your own, too, and stop riding my coattails, and I'm happy now, and all this and that shit. But the whole thing I ain't like about it was, you know what I'm saying, because I could really care less about them, too, you know. But, like, I checked online and shit just to see the response of stuff, man. I seen a bunch of women on there going in on this dude, talking about how he weak and, you know, men shouldn't do this and that, trying to follow this Nicki Minaj shit. And it's like, you know, women sue men every day for that shit. It's a known fact. If we go to court for a divorce or child support, regardless of the situations, like, we finna get fucked.
Yeah, that's just child support, though. That's different. That's, you know, but
it's the same thing for spouse support.
I thought he was suing over some music shit, though, like some shit that he done wrote or something.
I mean, he
some
doing that, too.
Shit.
This is separate. It's separate. He sued her for music because he said he done wrote a bunch of her shit and ain't get paid for it. And then he got a separate lawsuit for this. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whether he win, lose, or draw, it's kind of is what it is with him. But at the same time, I just didn't like the response of women out here saying all that, because it's like I don't ever hear that shit when you know, Tiger Woods, even though he fucked around with the wrong, he was with the swirl. But, you know what I'm saying, his wife got something crazy, didn't she? Didn't she get like $750 million?
I'm not sure how much she got, but she was going to get more. But
I think she got like $750 million.
He was supposed to sign a clause saying that if he cheated again, she was going to get like $1 billion or some crazy shit.
I ain't hear no women online this and that bitch. You know what I'm saying? They was all wishing they was that hoe.
And I think that's why Tiger Woods starts sucking now. Because it's like, I'm playing golf for this bitch. Like, I ain't finna get no more dudes.
He done embarrassed himself in front of them Caucasians. You know what I'm saying? As my boy Paul Mooney said, he got a nigga wake up call. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was one of them and shit, smiling with them and shit, all on the commercials and shit. Thought it was all cool. They just waiting on you to fuck up, and then they going to start treating you like a nigga, man. They can fuck up all day. That ain't the point. But once you fuck up, you a nigga. You done. And he can't handle it.
Yeah, that's true. But, that shit, it was, I don't know. I still think it's the money. I know it's the money, but.
That ain't the money, man.
If this bitch takes 75% of everything I get, I ain't winning shit no more. Fuck you, I'm done. The Tiger Woods got kids? That nigga ain't got no kids, do it.
Yeah, he got kids.
Oh. Well, fuck you, I'm finna go play. I'm finna go be home with my kids. Fuck y'all. I done did enough. Shit, they didn't
that
want no
nigga embarrassed because he can't play white no more. That's all it is with him. He ain't fooled me.
And the white folks happy because they got a nigga at the golf game now. White dude's taking over like he was. So, like, if a nigga running NASCAR and shit, he dominating that shit, of course they're going to be mad. And then if you give him a reason to kick him up out of there, he gone. Up, he ran a red light. He out of NASCAR. Like, damn, nigga. Now he gone.
Shit, since we already talking about sports, man, what's up with the playoffs, yo?
Oh, man, LeBron moonwalking again to the finals.
Yeah, that nigga
bitch,
man.
This nigga moon
straight up.
This nigga moonwalking. This nigga moonwalking with no shoes on, just straight socks. Just moonwalking, man. Like, fuck it.
I already knew, you know what I'm saying? Even if they play the Heat. I figured, you know, they'll beat the Heat. Heat might have got two, but I mean this shit ridiculous.
Toronto finna get on that main stage and nut up.
Yeah, they gonna I give them one.
Man, I don't know. I think they're gonna get swept.
They might. They ain't ready for that shit yet, man.
Sure ain't. Cause DeMarcus DeRozan barely scoring 17 points. Shit, that's a good night for him in the playoffs. They end up in the playoffs anyway. I don't know how they made it this far, actually. Cause the East so. Cause
they in the East.
Yeah, cause they in the fucking East. There you go. But DeMarcus DeRozan ain't finna do nothing. He's shooting too low percentage. Kyle Lowry, he'll be all right. He'll have some moments, but he ain't going to be able to. Hey, Cleveland defense too good. Like, Cleveland's just a better team, especially right now in the playoffs. They turned it up, and Toronto turned it down. But they still, man, they barely made it as it is by the skin of their damn teeth. And that's just because Miami got all these damn injuries. And they young.
I'll tell you what I'm waiting on, because that ain't okay. Shit. I'm waiting on this Thunder and Warriors. That's what I'm waiting on.
Who ain't? Who ain't?
I can't wait
to see
this shit.
You get at least four. That's like, shit, four major heavyweight title fights.
God damn, Westbrook. Even though Westbrook still, you know, I still think they're going to lose and shit. But, you know what I'm saying, at least he's competitive. He ain't going to give up on Steph.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know. You really don't know what the hell going to happen. You don't know if KD going to get hot. You don't know Westbrook going to get hot. But you just know this shit going to be some epic shit.
I can tell you what's going to happen straight up. Russell Westbrook going to try to hurt Steph Curry.
What?
That's some real shit. He gonna try to hurt that man.
Well, how you gonna hurt him?
I mean, you know, if I'm predicting right now, I'm gonna say game two. He gonna try to make that nigga roll his ankle. He gonna come down on him. He gonna slide under him when he's shooting. Trying to twist his shit.
Oh, man. Oh, no. I hope not.
I'm telling you, man. What?
You gonna fuck up play
out. He was trying to hurt that nigga that last time when they played.
That's how, I appreciate Curry watching that shit, though, but that's how 2000 finals, Texas versus the Lakers, that's what Jalen Rose did to Kobe.
Yeah, watch. That's what Westbrook gonna do. Remember that game when that nigga pulled that hoe up from like, what, 38 feet or some shit for the game winner? Remember, he was out earlier because Westbrook hurt that nigga. Then he came back.
I remember that game. I don't remember he got hurt,
Westbrook
though.
Yeah, he got hurt for a little bit. He went out and then came back. Did that nigga up.
I don't know. You know, Steph got them weak ankles, too.
Yeah, man. Steph like Bishop. You know what I'm saying? That nigga got the juice. Can't do nothing about it. LeBron hating and shit.
Yeah,
that shit,
man,
that nigga said.
Boy.
Talking about the MVP.
Yeah, I heard that bullshit.
Yeah, nigga, shut up.
Talking about what is most valuable, MVP or some shit he said. I was like, nigga,
it ain't
you. Yeah, nigga, you didn't say that shit. Ain't nobody say that shit about you when you won 2 years in a row, when you weren't supposed to. Shit. Like, I don't know.
Nigga, your ass playing in the East with Tyronn Lue, and you act like you somebody. Nigga, fuck you.
For real, nigga. Everybody know damn well this boy is dominating this game, regardless. Like, whoever in the
league. Yeah, nigga, don't.
If this was the 90s, Steph Curry, he probably wouldn't be unanimous in MVP. Not 100%. He'll still win that shit.
Yeah,
right,
nigga,
now,
LeBron, I hate him, man.
Feel like they won 73 games. They the best team in NBA history. People.
That was that nigga was trying to say, man. Well, they won 73 games. And, you know, he averaged 30 points. You can't really say nothing about him. But what is it? Nigga, shut up.
Hey, well, what the fuck? What you going to do? Like, damn,
nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Shit.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
He not deferring. He taking over.
Yeah, we all know the Warriors still good, even without them, yo, but they way better. That shit ain't even close.
Yeah, they not the best team in NBA history without Steph Curry.
Yeah. Get your ass out of here, old fraud-ass nigga.
Oh, I'm saying, like, people is not giving them – I still don't think they're giving them the respect they deserve. It's like they are the best team. I mean, of course, they got to win the championship to stamp it. But they got the best record. I ain't gonna say the best team because they still got to win the championship, which is I do agree with. But they the best team. They the best regular season team in NBA history, period. So
can't
you
do nothing about it. It's in the books.
Yeah, like it is what it is. You had your chance to play them. You played them like 2-3 times. You should have beat them.
Yeah, and if you run your ass out there, you gonna get your ass jay too. This ain't Kevin Durant, nigga, where they let you foul that nigga all goddamn game and shit.
Nigga, bring your ass. Yeah, bring your ass out into this 40-foot line.
Nigga ain't gonna know what to do. They gonna let that nigga try to bogart a little stealth.
Yeah. He gonna be in that bitch hollering at Kyrie. Kyrie gonna wave his ass off. Hey, fuck you, nigga. Shit. Draymond Green doing your ass in while you worry about stealth.
Yeah, that nigga underrated too, man.
For real.
I fucks with him. I couldn't play against that nigga. He one of them niggas I had to punch. But
he be talking shit.
He on my team, I roll with it. Yeah.
He talk shit to everybody.
That nigga be, boy, I couldn't stand that shit. Especially when you ain't the best player on your team and you talking all that shit too. I'm like, God damn, nigga, what the fuck? You ain't doing shit.
But, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that shit too. I was like, he ain't doing shit, but he still got like 15, 12 points. Like, he is doing shit though, but he not the star. Like, he talking star shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, if you didn't have Steph out here, it'll be a rough night for you, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, it's like, damn, bro, like, this nigga hitting 40-footers, and then you get in my face. You better move the fuck back, nigga. You ain't doing nothing. You setting picks. Anybody can get out here and set a pick.
Yeah, man. Let's see what we got
then,
now. Let's talk about these goddamn. What's up?
I often talk about Klay Thompson.
Oh, go
ahead. The last two games, he scored over 60 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, he flying under the radar. Ain't nobody giving him no props. So
they giving him props. You can't really do shit.
But at this momentum, Golden State got it on lock. But anyway, let's move on. Shit, goddamn, your boy Obama, OBZ, he signed another bill. So guess who?
He ain't my goddamn boy.
Obama signed another bill for the LGBT community, whatever the fuck this shit is, the gay community, to let public school kids use the restroom facility of their choice. Now, if the schools don't comply with this new bill, then they are at risk of losing funding, which means if this little boy want to pee with the girls, they got to let them or they'll lose money to pay their teachers or to buy food or books. Ain't that a bitch?
That's some bullshit, man.
Ain't that a bitch?
And
so,
for everybody out here, you know what I'm saying, who voted for this nigga, once again, you know what I'm saying, he got like 95% of the black vote. What y'all need to do is look at this man's campaign funding and the money trail. LGBT was the top 5 contributor to his campaign. Therefore, that's why you see him doing all this shit for these people, man. But he like any other politician. Whoever give him money is who he going to work for, man.
Yeah, they all follow that dollar bill. They ain't got no morals. They ain't got no decency. It's just about, for the time being in the White House, clean up as much money as they can, shovel as much money as they can, and get the fuck out, just like George Bush. Ain't nobody make as much as George Bush Jr., though. But
these motherfuckers out here, man, this nigga gonna sit up here and invite this bitch, Nicki Minaj, to the White House, right? Now, look at his goddamn daughters. You know what I'm saying? They look like upstanding black sisters. Now, look at this old clownish, buffoonish bitch. Do you think he gonna let his daughters do all this shit that she doing, but this the motherfucker that he wanna invite to the White House? Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
He ain't wanna invite
Rick
to the White
Ross.
House. Them white folks did. Them fools did. Like, he wanna make it look like he down with us without actually having to be down with us. You know what I'm saying? And like, you wanna save face when you sing Amazing Grace, but pull out that paperwork, we ain't got nothing. Like, we ain't got no paperwork saying that you tried to pass bills that got denied for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. It's like, we understand that a lot of people don't understand. This is how Congress works. Obama is pretty much the front man, okay? He's the front man. He's the president, but he's the front man. Congress, those congressmen and shit in that office, they come up with the bills for your country. And they don't even write the bills themselves. They get interns and shit to sit in a room and put their heads together and actually write these bills and come up with these bills that affect us. And then they vote for them, and they vote for them, and then they send it upstairs to Obama, and he signs it. And that's who gets the credit. You know what I'm saying? Obama ain't got shit to do with it. You know what I'm saying? He just signs
off. Obama is a bitch.
They vote for him. Now, what Obama could do, he could get on the podium since he has the biggest microphone in the world. He could get on there and at least acknowledge to us that he's aware of the outcry of his people in this country. But we don't get that much.
I mean, he said he'll say some shit. He'll say some little slick shit here and there, like, oh, yeah, you know, I was, you know, accused and profiled. And then that's it. And he won't do nothing else about the shit. It's like, all right, nigga, do something about the shit. You know, the shit go on.
Yeah, it's like,
he don't do shit. All he want to do, he sit up there and then he gonna go to Flint and drink a goddamn glass of water, all terrified looking and shit, knowing he don't want to drink that shit. Bitch, sit down and drink that shit for a month on camera. That's what I want to see you do. Drink that shit straight up.
Yeah, nigga pass the fuck out. Yeah, pass the fuck
out
on the wire.
Fuck out of here. Matter of fact, let your daughters drink that shit. You don't drink that shit. Get that shit to your goddamn daughters. That's what I want to see. Then I believe your ass.
this shit ain't healthy.
Yeah, you know he didn't want to drink that. That shit probably wasn't even from goddamn Flint. That nigga ain't fooling
nobody. That shit was some tea without sugar in it.
Yeah, nigga. You can do a press conference, bam, got some water. Oh, this is Flint. Nigga, no, it ain't. Shut up.
For real, so they just shipped you a glass of water. You
fuck out here.
So, ain't nobody stupid. You ain't down
goddamn
with college, man.
That shit worse than Hillary playing dominoes. No fraudulent ass shit. That bitch, I already knew the bitch was pandering and shit. I watched the shit. I'm like, oh, man, you know, this bitch trying hard to get this minority vote. Then, you know, goddamn Mims and all that shit came out. The bitch ain't even winning and shit. And they acting on with the shit. I'm like, this bitch is ruthless.
Yeah, she don't give a damn.
Goddamn dominoes not even matching. I'm like, oh, shit, bitch, you tricked me, bitch. That's what's up, though. She got me. That's all good.
How do you pronounce that shit? Mimi's or Mims? What is how you say that shit?
I think it's Mims. I don't think it's Mimi's.
Yeah.
I think it's Mims.
Oh,
I don't know how I end up being that way, but I think that's the proper way to say it.
Yeah, I don't know. The point is, they exposed Hillary. That's all I care.
Yeah, a whole lot of that. Fraudulent bitch.
See, what have she lied about? It's like, wow. Like, she lied about
everything. That's all that bitch do.
As a senator, she done took more money than goddamn prostitute with a special. Like really, bitch? Like, she just goddamn fraud. It's like, it's obvious that you have no interest. And you got interest, but you have no interest in actually contributing to a righteous cause except for your own. It's common sense. It's like, if you vote for her, it's obvious because of the PR that her husband got for cheating on her, which is so ass backwards, I can't even comprehend. But it's like, why do black people eat that shit up? It's like,
man,
it's not cool to cheat on your wife. It's not cool to get caught lying on national TV. Like, it's not. You the president. Like, if you lying about that shit, what else you lying about? What else you lying about?
You just got to understand, though, yo. It's like, it's really to the point where, like, for you to be the president most of the time, you know what I'm saying, you got to have a certain cachet anyway. So that means you done been in that system as far as Washington for at least maybe, 10 to 15 years. You done seen the scams. You done seen how the stuff run. You done had money thrown in your face. After you working in that type of environment for 15 years, like, you are no longer going to be connected with the regular people. You know, you can talk all that shit all you want to and be like, I'm here for the people and stuff like that. Like, you there for the rich people. Like, you can't just work there. You can't work up there 10, 15 years, have millions and millions of dollars thrown in your face, and then still try to relate to regular people. Like, it don't work like that.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, people not doing it.
You would think that, man, but motherfuckers still voting and shit. So
the person is not dumb. People are dumb. You get a person to sit down without influence, without his phone, without TV, without a tablet for a day, and just let their mind wander. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
people
that
don't
shit
know
ain't happened since the Flintstones.
I'm just saying. It needs to. But I'm just saying, you take away all that outside nonsense, and you let people think, you'd be surprised what the mind to come up with. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the case no more. We got everybody following the masses. A big joke. The internet's just a big-ass joke now. That's it. So.
All right, man. Let's get up in the topic.
The destruction of the black family. Okay, we're going to get into a quick, 3 to 5 minute song of the week. We'll take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about the destruction of the black family and what the government has been doing these past years to actually take the base out of our family, to separate us, to keep us from uniting and actually building together. So, go ahead and hit us with that song of the week. When we get back, we're going to dive into it.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. She did the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the band. Legacy, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, down the helmet. Legacy, family. Wait and see, family. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go asking for granted. Pull up your bandit. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the lean, the family. Credit cards and the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family, way see, look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana, honey, just on the hammer. Legacy, family, way see, family. Tigers for Danny, selling both candy. May not the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for Grammy. Full of your family, over killers on the stand.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted the lean and sip a fountain. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside let it down. Over to let they be answering, rent, I know we clap. I be pulling us up in the fan. I got plenty of stuff for Bugatti, but look how I track. Legacy, final. Why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signing gorilla. They come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the final. No, they come and kill you on the comma. Rollie is dancing bigger than the pound. Go out for Grammy, but pull it, you find it. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got pull up and they get it. I got just count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No, pull up in the end of it, baby. CCDD, pull off in the baby. Cola, fill it, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. L's up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. We gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broad. I get it, I got cards, yeah. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bonds when you spin it. The Bobby can spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business. Then the baby, she doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my n***s is free.
Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banners. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the helmet. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Lay down the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Pull up your bandit. Who can understand me? I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana. Honey, sunny hammer. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Then pull up your bandit. Hope the killers understand me.
Panda. We back, goddammit. That was that panda. Goddamn me, sound like Future to me, but his name is Designer.
Yeah, call that nigga Future Junior.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Future Junior, goddammit. Because I thought it was Future forever. Future got
I did too. I didn't know it was somebody different until I heard Future diss that nigga sound like him. I was like, who the fuck is this nigga he talking about? I checked that shit out. I was like, oh shit. That shit crazy.
I thought he was dissing himself.
God damn.
That's what Twilight
Zone was sitting
shit.
Back listening to that shit when it came on the radio. That nigga probably like, damn, when I do this shit? No, that nigga didn't know. Yeah, man, let's go ahead on and get into the topic, man. So we're going to talk about the destruction of the black family, man. What you think about it, Doug? Hello?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, man, what you think about it, yo?
Destruction of the black family. I mean, the black families are an endangered species today, man. We dying. It's not a question. It's a fact. We've been dying. It's been going on for the last 50 years. Well, if you really want to get technical, it's been going on ever since slavery. You know, they took us from the homeland. And you know the story. 400 years later, here we are. And once slavery ended, they came up with all type of new laws and unjust ways in their rule book, in their game, to break us up without us realizing it. You know, starting with obviously the biggest target is the man in the house. You take away the man in the house, he's the natural born leader of his house. So you take away him, and then it's wide open. You know, they can control the women a lot easier than the men through their religion, through their need for money, just through their need to feel safe and protected. So they tell them that they need this or they need that, and they have to comply with this to get what they want or what they feel that they need. And because they have no true leadership in the house that looks like them or that looks like their kids. When you got kids, it's like they don't even question it. They just want their kids to have the best, which is not wrong. So they hurry up and the women just dive right into something for survival. It's like you're not striving no more, you're surviving. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to striving, not just surviving. You know what I'm saying? Because when you survive, you take any little thing and you don't second guess it. You know what I'm saying? You have to get back to striving together. You know what I'm saying? Taking giant steps forward and learning how to say no and learning when to say yes and trusting each other, you know? So
here, this is my outlook on it, you know, and I'm forever going to be pro-black on almost every situation, especially, you know, if the situation is backed by facts. And I'm big on, you know, just psychological impact, you know, and how, you know, certain situations may shape the person who you are and everything like this. But this one subject, man, like, I really just say a lot of us, man, we got to look in the mirror, man. You know, it's almost at 70% to where black kids are being raised in a single-parent household, man. And, you know, I'm a father, you a father. We know a bunch of other people that's father, other men that are fathers. And I just don't see how you can leave your child, man. Like, I really don't understand it. Like, even if I hate it, my baby moms and shit like that, man, I just couldn't leave my child behind. And that's on the man's side, you know. And on the women's side, women got to sometimes learn how to take accountability for the fact, like, they already knew they were fucking with a nigga that wasn't no good. They had a bunch of bad qualities. But, you know, a lot of women have this, you know, mentality. They'll be able to change a bad dude or, you know, shape them into whoever they want. And then when they get dogged out, then they spiteful and hateful. Where it's like in the mirror, you already know you shouldn't have been fucking with this nigga. You knew what type of nigga he was. That's not excusing him at all, but at the same time, like, you got to take accountability that you was attracted to the wrong things. And now, you know, y'all, you know, another statistic. So that's the point. I really think we got to do better at that, man. I know a lot of the stuff come from, I guess, a lot of our mentality from it come from slavery. Like you said, you know, they always been trying to for our family and always try to emasculate the male. And that's on a corporate level, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about this instance. Like, we got to start doing better, man. You got to look in the mirror, man, and just understand, like, you got to raise your child regardless of the stipulations or what's going on in the world. The man needs to step up and raise his child, and the woman, regardless on your relationship with that man, has to stop being spiteful, you know, and let a man be in his son's life. The only way I could say, you know, that's not the case is if the man or the woman is in a, you know, some type of drug situation to where they can't even take care of themselves. Then you can't let them around your child. But other than that, you know, we got to do better at that, because 70%, man, that's shockingly, that's too damn high, man. That's sad, man.
Yeah, it is. It's just, and it's becoming, it's shocking, and it's even more sad that it's becoming the normal. It's like people thinking that's how you're supposed to function, like these kids growing up like this. Like, we getting into the, it's not even the last, we getting into generations of living like this. So kids grow up without a daddy in their house, and they thinking that's how they supposed to raise their kids and so forth. So the women, if you're a daughter and you don't have your daddy around, you're making all these types of decisions, looking for attention, trying to think that only you only need a man for money or try to use them, manipulate them, because you never met a man that didn't want anything from you, that genuinely cared about you. So that affects you if you're a woman. If you're a man, if you're a boy, you didn't have your daddy, it affects you as to you don't know what a man is actually supposed to be about. You don't know how to be responsible as a young man. You don't know how to put others first. You don't know how to sacrifice. You don't know how to do that. A woman can teach you only so much. If you're a boy, you know, he can teach you how to treat, she can teach you how to treat a woman and all that, but trust me, you know, you can be a single parent. You know what I'm saying? It can be done, but that don't mean it's meant to be done. You know what I'm saying? It's not designed like that. You know, you can ride your car with a donut on it, but trust me, you're not supposed to have it on there the whole time. It's just temporary. It's not necessary. So
when a young man is about, you know, 10 to 15, you know, that's when he real impressionable. And, you know, although a mother might be able to say, you know, these different things on how he should act, all he gonna see in the real world is these wrong type of guys getting a lot of attention from younger girls because, you know, both of them don't know no better. And that's when you need a man to come in to that young boy's life and be like, yo, all that shit he doing right now, that ain't shit. Don't even worry about that. That ain't what a man do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to shape him. Until then, you know, he just going to be out there seeing a guy that's doing the wrong thing, getting a lot of attention from females. And, you know, at that type of age, you know, when our hormones start raging, like, that's really all we want is attention from females when you're young. You ain't really knowing about nothing else. You see this dude, be like, all right, he getting a bunch of attention, whether it's from, you know, females or the wrong type of attention, and that's what you want. So you're going to start gravitating towards that.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's why you got to, we got to do better with that, man.
And it's not just the men that need to be there, the women, you got to be there too. You got to be there. Like, because there's some single fathers out there. Not as many as it is single mothers, we know, but there's single fathers out there and the women that ain't about shit, don't want nothing to do with their babies. Yeah, we talking about y'all now. Shit, you got to be there. These women need guidance because when they don't, they turn to reality television and think that's how a lady's supposed to act. Like, I can't even watch that crap no more. Like, I used to watch for entertainment, but now it just gets on my nerves to the point where I refuse to even... I don't even want my wife watching that shit. It's like, because you see these women acting like that, and even though you're grown, you got your own mind, you can think for yourself, your subconscious processes this, and little do you know, like, that stuff is registered in the back of your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are influenced by this nonsense. Like, women do not condone themselves like this. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of them dudes on there be acting stupid, I know, but still, like, you don't respond that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you respond that way, it teaches him that he can treat you any kind of way. He doesn't have to show you respect as a woman.
I mean, what women need to start doing, and, you know, like I said earlier, I'm big on accountability. They need to understand how much power they actually control in this situation. You know, because first of all, you know, if you're not attracted to an idiot in the first place, then there ain't gonna be no reproducer. And then, second of all, what I would really say to every woman is to try this for 2 weeks. You know, go out real, you know, business casual. You know, get you a little business suit, get you some heels, walk, get your hair done, walk around like that for 2 weeks and see the type of attention that you attract. You're not gonna start attracting the same kind of guys that's, you know, most likely up to no good. Now, that don't mean all of them won't, but I'm just saying the attention is going to be completely, and that's what I mean by they hold a lot of the power in I guess the relationship, because starting a relationship in general, men try to do whatever they feel like women like. So, you know what I'm saying? It'll be plenty of times to where, you know what I'm saying, you probably had a business casual chick walking down the street. And, you know, the guy that we're talking about, you know, that most of the time is going to be a bad father, the drug dealer, is not going to approach that woman. Because they know you got to be on your shit. If you're not on your shit, she ain't going to want you. So that's why I think, you know, women got to start realizing how much power they hold in that situation. And a lot of shit will change, man.
I mean, that's true, too. I mean, you can't. I mean, like Dave Chappelle said, chivalry died and women killed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a fact. But I guess if you take, I'm thinking about these young kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're growing up in a world where basically society is just turning them upside down. It's like, so back to this bathroom situation in the schools, like, these kids don't know nothing about that. Like, you taught if you're a girl, go in the girl's room. If you're a boy, go in the boy's room. Now it's like you confusing them from jump. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like if you confusing them about that, they not gonna know how to dress. They not gonna know how to conduct themselves. They not gonna know the type of men they should attract. You screwing them all up, you know what I'm saying? And you see they doing it only with public schools because they control the funding. You know, they can't do it with the private schools where the rich white folks go because they putting in the money, they paying the cost over there, so they not gonna be screwed up. You know what I'm saying? So obviously they don't see nothing wrong with it. Otherwise they would push to have it. They would come up with a way to punish the private schools for it, but they not. So it's basically they attacking poor people, minority people in this country who for some kind of for a hidden agenda, and eventually it will affect the black families like, you know, it already has. It's like that number is 70%. I'm thinking the next 10 to 15 years, it might be 85. I mean, at this rate we're going, it's like I see no signs of progress. Like, no, I see signs of progress in my household personally, but I'm just one man with a small family. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a whole nation here. We're talking about a whole country of black people that needs to learn how to unite. They took away the man at the house because they don't want anybody competing with their plan. They don't want anybody uniting against them. They know if we stand together, they will lose. You know what I'm saying? All black people stand together, rich, poor, man, woman, big, small, light skin, dark skin, any body of color stands together, they will lose. So they have to implement these strategies in their chess game to destroy our families inside out. Period.
I'll tell you,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what else is a problem too, and you know, this goes out to my females out here listening, like, you know, one of the major goals is, you know, for the Caucasian people to emasculate the black male. So on a corporate level, it is, you know, it's really hard for us to succeed on that type of level, you know, because we have to change our whole mind frame on how we have to deal with that, you know, and for a way for us to make it like that, a lot of the time would be, you know, us sacrificing the respect the child have for us. You know, so it's you know, before a black male, an alpha male, a real black man to make it in that corporate world, like it's hard. Like it's hard. You know, like we don't like dealing with that shit. Like we already know what's gonna come our way when we try to do it. And it's not easy for an alpha male to kiss ass and want to be buddy-buddy corporate world. So I just want to put that out there for all my sisters. You know, not to say that it can't be done once again. You got to understand sometimes, like, you know, if you do have a good man, you see everything he's doing for you, and you just want him to step it up in that corporate level, like some men just can't do it. I want to say I think it's like 60% of black males work at just blue collar jobs. So only 8% of black females. You know, black females are getting these corporate jobs, they're getting a lot of more power and everything like that. So of course they want to match. They want a male that matches that. And you know, in the corporate world, as far as black man, an alpha male, like it's gonna be hard to find. And you gotta understand, sometimes that's not the man's fault. Now he can try to make it another way. And you know, if you want to push him like that, that's cool. I ain't got no problem with that. But as far as you know, having to deal with that shit on a day to day basis, like a lot of real black men don't want nothing to do with that shit.
Yeah, that's true. Like women, I mean, it's not the women's fault for getting a good job. You're not mad at y'all for that, but I understand that it is a system. Like, we're not just making this up. Like, we've done our homework. Once again, True Colors does their homework. It is a system. It's not a coincidence why sisters are snatching up these high-performing jobs over brothers with the same background and education as them. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's way hard. It's hard being a black woman. We see you. We proud of y'all, but it's even more hard being a black man, and you got so many people depending on you, and so many even more people trying to hold you back.
I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to get my facts straight. I'm sorry. It's 36% of black males working blue collar jobs to 8% of females. So that's four times likely, almost. Four and a half, somewhere around there. Go ahead, my bad. I just wanted to get my facts straight.
But y'all, man, it is implemented that bosses will rather hire black women than black men for that said purpose to get the point across to the woman that to get it the idea in their head that they don't need a man in that house, or like you said, for a man to match or exceed their income, otherwise they're not doing nothing, which is extremely hard in this day and age, right? Especially when you got to pay, when you got to go through all this for college and it costs so much. It's just the odds are stacked against you relentlessly. It's like if you want to do something positive with your life, it's like the shit you got to go through is just uncanny. You know what I'm saying? It's just... Sometimes some people give up, and I don't like that, but sometimes I can't even blame them. It's like you got to go through so much just to enroll in school. You got to do this, you got to do that. Then, okay, am I done now? No, you got to do 30 more things. Then once you do graduate college, you know what I'm saying, which is awesome, it take you even longer to find a job. A lot of people don't even get a job with the degree that they majored in college for. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just getting a job just to wipe out some debt now. You know, it's like...
Yeah,
sometimes that's not the answer. You know what I'm saying? But it's necessary to make a living. And it's
I think
just,
the problem is, man, like, at some point in time, we're going to have to start changing our message to our kids. You know, like, going to school, getting good grades is fine. If you want to go to college, that's fine too. Make your money. But our ultimate goal, so our being, we need to create our own business. That's got to be, you know, the message that we start passing down to our kids, man. Like, you need to find a way to create your own business. Work for yourself. Make your own income. Put your own people on. Only way that I think, you know, it'll help us survive.
Yeah, that's true. Like, even if it's a business that's already created, you ain't got to get nothing new. Let's just say you want a TV. You can go to Walmart and buy a TV, yeah, but while you can't find a way to get TVs at a discount rate or something to sell TV, like anything to defer money going into their pocket and to get it in your pocket. That's all we saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be the biggest scientist in the world. You don't have to cure diseases. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't do that, but just some kind of revenue, some kind of avenue to develop revenue for you and your family. That's it. If we all did that, we'll be all right, because then once that happens, we can barter with each other. Like, say you got this and I got that. We don't have to give our money to the white man. We can do it for ourselves. I can hook you up, you can hook me up, and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can go like that. But I don't see that happening in the future, not because of us, but because the white man will find some kind of way to knock us back some kind of way.
But that part, I don't know. That part we can do. You can tell your kid that his or she ultimate goal is needing to be starting a business. You can go to school, get your money, get your degree, you know, make some money in your field. But you need to be saving up and planning to ultimately start your own business. Start being your own boss is freedom. That's the only way you can find yourself partially free in America. Start your own business. That's it.
Yeah. Because working for other motherfuckers sucks. I know.
I think most of us know.
And I pray somebody kick this podcast up and we blow up so I can kick this shit on a regular and say, fuck them honkies. True colors, I made it. But until then, we just got to look out for each other. Yeah, we got to make our sisters, you got to make smarter choices. Brothers, if you know what I'm saying, use protection. Don't, to protect the black family, you can't populate and you're not ready to take care of what you're doing. So use protection, you know, be smart, you know. Don't have all these kids and you're not ready to handle them. That's silly. Have as many kids as you can. If you can't have them, don't do it. And we're gonna close out with, you know, just please, people, brothers and sisters. If it's tough, if you don't like your baby daddy, your baby mama, just try to work it out for the kids. Like, you don't even have to get married. Just try to be there as much as you can for the sake of our children, because they are the future. You know, and they creating all these damn laws to confuse our babies, and we got to be there to tell them what's right and what's wrong, because these white folks ain't going to do it. Bottom line, brother, step up, tell your kids, tell your daughters, tell your sons what's right and wrong. Sisters, tell your kids, tell your daughters what's right and wrong. Don't let them see you disagree with each other. Don't let them see you argue. You know what I'm saying? They need to see a man and a woman who's united, even though y'all might not be married. The kids need to see their mama and their daddy sticking together. You know what I'm saying? That's something that they don't have. Like, they got to see them sticking together. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line. Because if they don't see nobody sticking together, they're not going to know how to do it themselves. So,
yeah, man. And you know, I just want to let everybody else know who listening to this podcast that, you know, you can hit me up on my Twitter at True Color Podcast. I'm Kai. I'm going to be looking for some local talent. You know, we're going to try to get y'all music played on the show, because I support all my black and Latino brothers and sisters. So, once again, you know, y'all can hit me up at True Color Podcast. I'm Kai with Dub. And we out.
All right. Shout out City J, The Spot Radio, baby. Peace out.